Griffin is Dewey. Can I help you?
Hey, Dewey. Hi, Dewey. Is Janine in?
No, she's not. Can I take a messenger?
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, Dewey, are you the owner of the business over there?
Yeah, correct. I'm the owner of the business.
Oh, okay. Well, Dewey, my name's Sam. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. Looks like I received a web registration from you guys. I think Janine had her name as the contact. Are you familiar with what we're working with here?
Yes, uh-huh, correct.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, I was just trying to get a hold of you guys to kind of, looks like you wanted to get some information on the working capital programs. Did you have a couple minutes to talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. All right, so just a couple quick questions for you. I just want to kind of confirm what I have on file.
Okay.
Is the name of the business, is it Tri-State Roofing?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then what is the business structure over there? Are you guys incorporated?
Correct. We're LLC. So for our LLC, limited liability
corporation. Okay, I gotcha. Nice. All right. And as far as the ownership goes, are you the 100% owner?
Janine and I both are.
Oh, okay. Is it 50-50?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
About 8 years.
8 years. All right.
Correct.
Okay. And are you guys still at 28 Morris Lane?
No, it's actually 3930 Gallery Oaks. It's the same address that they made an extension, so they changed the address. It's the same location, just different address. It's 3930 Gallery Oaks Drive.
Gallery Oaks Drive, okay. That's Texarkana?
Correct. Texas, 75503.
Gotcha. All right, cool. All right, so that's just the basic info I need. Now, kind of get into what you guys are looking for. I know we have kind of the working capital that we're working with. We do have a lot of different programs within that. So it depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can kind of point you in the right direction.
I'm looking for, like, rotating capital to where I could, you know, take money out and put it back in as I need it. My biggest thing is capital, is cash flow. And, I mean, I got the business coming in. It's just a matter of, you know, sometimes I got to wait on cash flow to come in to be able to get my, turn the jobs around and get payroll. It just slows things up, so.
Sure. Okay. I gotcha. So yeah, you guys are kind of, you know, cash flow is an issue because you're waiting to get paid on projects that you're already working on.
Correct.
Okay.
Predominantly, about 95% of what I do is with dealing with the insurance company.
Oh, okay.
2 to 3 weeks to get paid.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. And then, do you have any idea of how much you were looking for to cover that gap?
About 50 to 75,000. I could get 75,000 if I can.
Okay.
50
to 75, okay.
And I generate about a half million a year in business.
Oh, okay, about 500,000, nice. Okay, and any idea how soon you were looking to get the funds in place?
Just whenever I can.
Okay. Got it. All right. And what's kind of like your typical job look like as far as, you know, cost?
Sales-wise, anywhere $7,000 to $8,000 to $15,000. I have some jobs. I got one job, about $60,000 job coming up. I have some jobs that are high-end, that are, you know, that are expensive jobs. I just did a hotel this past, about 3-4 months ago. It was a $72,000 job. Did one year before that was, or month before that was $52,000. But they range. I deal with churches, apartment complex, schools, retirement homes, you know, residential too, but it's mainly commercial work.
Sure, and when you're dealing with the commercial, that's where you get the slow pay.
Correct.
Okay. All right, and then how about, what does your personal credit look like? Yours and Janine's, what are we working with? Is it good, is it bad, is it somewhere in the middle?
Mine's okay, hers is excellent.
Okay.
If you need to run a credit report, I mean, I can give you her Social Security. You can run that in mine.
Okay. Yeah. That'll definitely, it'll be part of the process. It's a small part, really. You know, in order to get you approved, we do need to look at the credit, but primarily it's based on your cash flow and your revenue that you're producing. So, you know, typically, to give you some initial feedback here, typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So if you guys are tracking to do about 500,000, we're right in that range of 50 to 75 that's going to be available to you. So far we're on the right path. Now, have you done a working capital loan before in the past?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I can give you kind of like a rundown of how the programs work. Have you looked for the financing at all for this yet? Have you gone to like your local bank, anything like that?
No, I haven't yet. I mean, I got your mailer and.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I can give you a rundown of it. You know, like I said, it's based on your sales. For you guys, we'd probably be looking right in that range of $50,000 to $75,000. Now, it's typically set up on a shorter term. So I have programs that range anywhere from 3 months up to 3 years. Now, for yours, it sounds like we have kind of a revolving issue where, you know, you're working on projects, you're waiting on slow pays, you want to get that in and then move on to the next project. So what I would like to do is probably set you up on a program that is going to be renewable, that allows you to get that short-term cash that you need to cover that gap. You can go ahead, get that in place, pay it off, minimize the interest cost, and then move on to the next project. And when you need it, we can plug it right back in. Does that sound like it's in line with what you're looking for?
Okay, so what are you saying now, like as far as what terms and?
Yeah, so what I would do is probably set you up on a program that's something along the lines of like a 6 to 12 months program, but you would have the option to pay it off early and then renew for additional cash.
Is it a set? Is it a set note? Or does it come out of the account?
The way that it works, it's unsecured cash. It's deposited directly into your business account. And then you can use it for however you see fit, so for payroll, materials, anything like that. But what we do is we deposit it into the account, and then we set you up on a term. You have payments with us, and then once you get midway into the term, we open you up to refinancing options where you can get more cash at longer terms. But if you have kind of like a typical situation for you, it sounds like you're probably looking for maybe like, I don't know, maybe
yeah,
like
about 2-3 years.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I could pay it faster than that. I mean, the thing is, I don't put the money in to be drawn out and not be able to, you know, not draw it out, put me in a bind. I mean, I don't know how what I'm explaining, but it's just, I need working capital to make things happen when checks come in and, or, you know, when I need to get sort of material or, you know, rather than to wait and it just put the bind on everything.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so here's a question for you. As far as your bank accounts, these programs are tied directly to your bank accounts. What do your ending balances look like every month? Do you stay in the positive? Do you get close to zero? How's it working for you?
It does. You know, sometimes I might have $10,000 a month at the end of the month, and sometimes it might be, you know, $400 or $500.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you have days in between where it ever dips below zero?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Does that be an issue or?
Okay, do you have any idea how often that happens? Because it can be, and it can't be. You know, it goes both ways.
Yeah, probably, you know, once, maybe twice a month, if that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as long as we're not talking, like, weeks at a time, you know, I usually can get you something there. So, I mean, and definitely that's something that you want to avoid, the bank account dipping into the negative, because if you're going to be looking for financing, if it does it on a regular basis, it's going to be hard to find.
Okay.
But, you know...
Hey, do you mind if I call you back? I can take this call. I'll call you back here in a bit.
Yeah, here, do you have my number on there? It's 858-779-0425.
Yes, sir, I got it.
Yeah, okay, my name's Sam. Give me a call when you have a couple minutes and we can finish everything up.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dewey.